Yeah, I knew it was going to be kind of strange in here this morning. Well, it's strange in here every morning. Come on. All right, it's 8:20. Good morning and happy Halloween. Time to talk morning zoo here with Tom and Kathy from Chankabazoo.
That's a soft gibbon.
That's a soft gibbon.
No, soft gibbon's like, instead of,
Okay. You know how to do all those. I'm amazed.
I know a few.
I'm amazed. You can literally, you're like Dr. Doolittle. You can talk to the animals.
Sometimes.
I love it. Well, good morning, both
good
of you
morning.
Guys.
Good morning.
Give me an update here. As you know, Zubu was crazy.
Wonderful.
A lot of kids. New
crazy,
hours.
Wonderful.
New hours, definitely a
yes,
hit.
You yes.
know, I heard that from a lot of people. It's like, I'm so glad they're doing that.
Well, it seemed that everybody enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they got to see the animals. There's still so many that are just focused on that pathway because what's going to be ahead of you and what's going to be doing. And the sponsors, not only did they turn out, they brought decorations. There are different assigned areas were spectacular,
right,
along with the zoo decorations and all the jack-o'-lanterns. A shout out to the FFA here at our school that it was over 150 for sure.
It was just over 200 jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, carved.
Wow, carved.
Carved, and they brought.
Unbelievable. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work
mm-hmm.
on
and
there.
And the animals, if you looked at our online pictures, if they're not on there, you'll see some soon. But they got some of them, not every species can have the pumpkins, got pumpkins in their habitats for enrichment the next day. Tal went to town, he ate an entire pumpkin.
Oh, I can believe that.
And you know who was really funny to watch and very noisy? It was like crunch. Because, you know, when they're carved, there's like a couple inches of the rind and the meat, right?
What
they call the meat. And who could bite all the way through that in a very loud crunch and then Nico. Nico enjoyed.
Of course, yeah. Well,
Nico did.
Nico's got a thing for candy. I know this very well. Okay.
We're back to talk about Thanksgiving.
We'll wait with that. But yeah, Nico. But, Nico loves his candy.
Yeah, yeah. Don't put that out there. We don't want people giving him candy.
No.
He
no.
wasn't supposed to have it.
But if he doesn't, he's going to go grab it. I just know that.
Don't give him the opportunity. Is the message here?
So again, Zubu now is history. We turn to. Like the biggie, the what that was for all of the kids, and I mean all of the kids. Now we go to some adult fun,
yes.
Tom Schmaltz.
We always have adult fun.
Wild game show.
Wild game
over
show
the community
coming
center.
Up. Grab your tickets. We counted tickets we have left. They are going really fast, and that's a good thing to have, but that means we probably won't have any at the door.
Okay, so probably be best advice.
Yeah,
to get
it's best
now.
Advice to get them now, and we have people that have spoke for that. We're going to make sure we have their tickets for them, but they are going really fast on there. So it's coming up fast. Deer hunting will be about over. Mm-hmm. If you haven't got your deer by then, get your butts in gear.
Get moving. Definitely get working on it. For people that don't know, if you're living under a rock and you're not familiar with Wild Game Show, what goes on other than delicious food and a great dessert tray? What else happens?
Well, we have a lot of things going on. There's a lot of different games of chance that you can play. Anybody who gets a ticket and comes in can play these games of chance. This is a 21 and over event.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the silent auction. So there's tons of games, and we'll be putting labels on those games probably by the next time we come back. You're going to be, it's just a blast. It's a blast. And then the stage games. Hence the game shows.
Yeah.
So we say wild game shows. People think it's about wild game.
No.
It's about wild shows.
Wild shows and game shows. If you're a fan of game shows.
It is so much fun to play. It is so much fun to watch. People buy chances to get up and play these games. And we have the feud. We have Jeopardy,
mm-hmm.
And we have the parody of Deal or No Deal.
All right.
So you should come and see and laugh and experience, even if you're not one that say, I don't want to get up behind that buzzer and that podium, laugh at your friends and family that do because it's hilarious.
Well, and that's Wild Game Show. I mean, talk about laughter from one mm-hmm. end to the other, and that's before you feed us. You know,
during the food buffet will be out from 6 to 8. Doors open at 5:30, and then we have the dessert bar that comes out later. But so 4 savory buffets, and the suites later, mm-hmm. and that'll be Cash Bar, and it's just an event not to miss.
Right. Yes. Well, even during COVID, you guys did it upright.
We did. We really did it online.
You did it online, and sold ribs
out the back door.
Right, and that was fun.
It was very successful as well. So, this has been going on for years, and this is at the community center. Call, email, however you can get to us that we can get tickets to you. That's what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then also if you're a business, organization, or individual that planned to donate prize level, and you've not seen me at your door yet, give us a call.
Right.
And we are happy to pick up those items, and we will be having those all known and recorded very soon. So, please do that. And boy, it's going to be some nice stuff. We have some good stuff.
Every single year you've got good things. Tom Schmaltz, tell me about the food at this thing. You and I like talking food. You're a foodie like me.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great food. We got two of our board members are going to help cook this year. And we have some great ideas for the food that
you always do.
What we've done is in the past, what the people really liked. We've always tried new things, and maybe they weren't the favorite, but we're pretty much this year is all the favorites that people said. This is what we like.
So really?
This is what we're doing.
Give the people what they want.
And so it'll be a great, like she said, four buffets. So there's something for everybody. This will be a great year.
And if you're a fan of desserts.
Oh, my God.
You're a fan of desserts, Wild Game Show, you definitely have to make it.
Oh, we have some great bakers mm-hmm. out in this community that really
decadent
do a good
is
job.
A word
decadent,
there.
Yes.
Decadent.
Good
and
one.
If you want to come in and call the zoo and say, hey, I've got something really good I would like to bring for the dessert bar, it works out really well.
All right.
Don't just show up and bring it. Give me a call.
Just kind of need some pre-planning
here.
You
might have even been notified by me and give me a call, please.
This is a big fundraiser for the zoo. This one of your biggies.
It is, and it grows every year. Mm-hmm. So, again, the message Tom gave, very good messages. Get your tickets early.
Yep.
Fan favorites on the food.
I love it.
And might see a new host or so on
just come out with it.
Bill Dablo is hosting Jeopardy.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that.
We've always had great hosts on it. Mm-hmm. You're used to John Bullis doing it. John has been transferred to the food, so he's going to be helping with the food.
And
we needed him there, and we are moving you in with
I
your,
got big
with
shoes
your
to fill,
radio
though.
Voice.
I got big shoes to fill. Looking at the lineups that you've had for hosts in the past.
We've had some great hosts. So Bill Dablo on Jeopardy. We have Wade Hardy back with the feud, and if people have half as much fun as he does,
Wade gets into this.
And we have Kent Annette Loken. Bruce and Melissa Fingerson, that are those two couples with the Deal or No Deal. I mean, come over and Howie Mandel's got nothing on us. Let me tell you.
When it comes to enthusiasm, Ken's got the market.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It is hilarious and so much fun. A great group of people putting all this together, and we couldn't do it without everybody.
So get out, support the zoo. Definitely one of the biggest fundraisers. Wild Game Show.
We put the fun in fundraising. I know that's
really
a cliche, but it's a lot of fun. It's not, you participate. So.
Right. Well, with you guys, it couldn't be anything more than fun, right?
Well, we always have
fun. I mean, you are a walking Mardi Gras, Tom.
Oh, I know. Now, if I could just convince my wife that I'm Mr. Fun.
See, there you go.
Yeah,
all right.
That's it. Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to talk a lot more about Wild Game Night, Wild Game Show coming up at the Wompton Community Center here. Folks, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
The
Morning Zoo with Tom and Kathy. We do it every Thursday at 8:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the NDHSAA.
Got a cloudy sky, 30 degrees. It is Halloween Thursday, October 31st. Quintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Damblo. Good morning. Semi-crash in rural Dent left several cattle dead. The Otter Tail County Sheriff's Department responded to the crash at around 9:05 Tuesday evening. Authorities say the semi was hauling 37 head of cattle when it overturned while attempting to turn off of westbound County Highway 35 onto 360th Street. Holes were cut in the top and bottom of the trailer.